Hello and welcome to the podcast of moralapologetics.com. Our aim is to get you thinking about the moral arguments for God's existence. We think these arguments have the unique ability to both illuminate the mind and stir the heart. We're glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy the conversation. Okay, well, on this very first episode of the podcast of moralapologetics.com, Dr. Baggin and I are in his basement at his house here in Lynchburg, and we're talking about all kinds of stuff about the moral argument. But on the very first episode, we're going to be talking about the purpose of the website, what its goals are, why we're working on this project. Oh, and by the way, we're in his basement with his cat, so you may actually hear a meow or two on the podcast, so keep an ear out for that. But, hey, Dr. Baggett, can you tell us a little bit about what the purpose of the site actually is?
Yeah, I think that the website's going to serve several useful purposes. It's going to be a sort of a one-stop shop for folks to go who are interested in various versions of the moral argument. And they might, as they're thinking about the issues, encounter questions that they don't quite know how to handle, they don't quite know how to answer. And there are tremendous resources out there at their disposal. They might not realize it, but there are so many resources out there that they could use to answer these questions. And what we want to do is bring together insights from the Christian philosophical community, the Christian apologetic community, bearing directly on this question of moral arguments for God's existence, so that folks can come to the website. Suppose they have a question about Kantian ethics or utilitarianism, or quasi-realism, or anti-realism, or whatever, they can come out here and get the answers that they're looking for in a quick, succinct sort of way. We want the website to serve as a blessing for those who are interested in exploring these questions and who are really convinced that there's something distinctive about morality, many things, in fact, which point to the existence of a loving creator. So we are hopeful that this website will serve such purposes as these.
So who do you have in mind as audience? Is it professional philosophers or undergraduates? Or who do you think is going to be using the site?
Yeah, I hope that folks of all ages will come to the site and use it. I think one of the distinctive advantages of moral arguments for God's existence is that they can be cast at a very high level for folks who are professional philosophers, and at lower levels too, really all the way down to just, junior high kids who are thinking about these issues for the first time. You can pitch the argument at various levels of complexity. And so we really want eventually to provide a resource for folks of all ages who are interested in moral apologetics, to come out and get their questions answered and to find additional inspirations to think about the issue.
So now, is this supposed to be a website where people can come and debate the issue, or are you looking to have a different approach? Are they going to be like approach it as if the question is undecided and we're just wrestling with it, or what's the approach there?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a really good question. You know, I think a lot of sites kind of go in that direction, and we're not averse to discussion and dialogue and debate, obviously enough. However, the way we're approaching this particular website is largely based upon this guiding assumption that there really is something to moral apologetics that is highly effective. And so what we hope to do with the website is not just to encourage debate and dialogue, but to encourage those who find moral apologetics appealing at some level to come on out and find additional reasons to support their convictions, answers to questions that arise. We're operating on the assumption that various versions of the moral argument individually and then especially together, collectively, pack quite an evidential punch. And so we want folks to come and avail themselves of the resources to become better equipped to be moral apologists themselves. There's plenty of room for debate, but we don't really consider this to be altogether up in the air. We don't consider this just to be kind of an issue colored gray on which there are folks on both sides. We're really inclined to think that the moral evidence in favor of God's existence is strong. And this website is designed to make that case and to prepare people to make that case more effectively.
Okay, so we have a certain point of view here that the moral argument is good and that it's effective. I think another question we should think that comes up is, well, what exactly is, what are we arguing for? Is it Christian theism? Is it a certain kind of Christian theism? Are the contributors expected to be committed to inerrancy? Or what is the commitment that we have at the website?
Sure. Well, you can give moral arguments in favor of God's existence generally, and you could also then eventually extend the discussion in the direction of moral arguments in favor of Christian understandings of God more specifically. So we're open to contributions in both directions. Of course, we think they're consistent with each other because we think that God is the God of Christianity. So it is a website which is deeply committed to a Christian worldview. I'm not particularly interested in someone's view of the Bible. I think reasonable Christians can disagree on some of those matters. That's not really our concern. Many of the considerations that we'll be looking at will pertain more to general revelation than special revelation anyway, and we won't even need to get into the more particular questions pertaining to this Christian scriptures and inerrancy and the like, although some discussions might push more in that direction. But what we're attempting to do is to showcase that there are moral arguments in the plural for God's existence and to make plausible Christian understandings of God. And we want to talk about all of these. Oftentimes you can find instances of moral arguments of one type or another, right? Be a performative version or an ontological version or an epistemic version. What we really hope to do in this website is direct all of our attention to the moral argument, but really this cluster of moral arguments, and bring together insights from all of these different variants of the moral argument. Because what we're convinced of is that when you put them all together, you have a very powerful cumulative moral case for God's existence. And we would really like the website to contribute to a resurgence of interest in the moral argument. We've already seen this over the last decade or so, and we want to contribute to this happening all the more so that the moral argument can become as big a part of the discussion in natural theology as, say, the cosmological argument or the argument from design or the ontological argument.
Are you trying to persuade people, or are you just trying to be a resource for people who are working in the field of moral apologetics? Or do you see those things as unified somehow?
Sure. I do see them as unified in this sense. to do apologetics, it seems to me, it's not an end in itself. It's really an attempt to show the reasonableness of one's faith in an effort not just to feel better, or it's not just a therapeutic sort of goal, in order to convey to others that you don't have to check your brain at the door to become a theist or to become a Christian, that there are good reasons to believe in God's existence and to believe in a good God's existence. And so whether the folks who come to the site are Christians who are already convinced, who just want to sharpen their tools and skills to defend their convictions better using the resources of moral apologetics, or whether folks come as unbelievers and skeptics who just want to kind of see what's out there, hear the arguments, and make their own decisions, we're interested in contributing to the discussion wherever people are along the ideological spectrum, just to meet them where they're at and to have a discussion with them and to get them thinking about these important questions. If people come to faith as a partial result of thinking about issues of moral apologetics, we think that's wonderful. That's ultimately the highest goal of all for apologetics. If Christians become bolstered in their convictions and better able to defend their beliefs in the public square, that's terrific too, and another important goal that we have. So believers, unbelievers, evangelism, edification, we're going to try to do it all.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week on the podcast of moralapologetics.com. Please check out our website when you get a chance. We're working on developing it into a resource for all your needs on the moral argument. Hope you enjoyed the conversation, and we'll see you next week.